Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guest this week, Joe Pianessa from Oakfield, New York. He's with Genesee Archers for Christ. Let's listen in. Now, one of the things that you guys are involved with, and we find this really neat, is linking up with veterans in the area and taking them on hunts throughout the year. Now, why is this so important to do this, Joe, in your opinion?
I'm a veteran myself. I'm not a combat veteran, but I was in the United States Marines. When we started the ministry, I just felt that God laid it on my heart. That was one of the areas, was working with veterans that have come back from combat.
How do you find the veterans that you take on these hunts?
So we've worked with some other organizations, one being Chappies Outdoors, one being Operation Injured Soldier, and then most recently we've been working with Western New York Heroes out of the Buffalo area.
What happens on these hunts, Joe?
They come in on a Wednesday night to a location. It's a gun club. It's set up kind of bunk style. There's a great big fireplace and kitchen. We bring them in for 4 days. We do a devotion at lunchtime. We do a devotion at dinner time. They go to church with us on Sunday morning. Each one is guided individually, so we're able to spend 4 days of quality time with these guys.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guest this week, Joe Pianessa from Oakfield, New York, with Genesee Archers for Christ. And Joe, you're involved with helping our veterans out after they return from the field of battle and taking these men and women on hunts. And when you talk to the veterans, are you finding a constant theme with them, or what are their concerns?
Yep, so PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, these guys and women are suffering from that. And so in the military, we've all been trained for physical battle. We've all been trained against chemical and biological warfare, but none of us have been trained for the spiritual battle. Ephesians 6 tells us about putting on the full armor of God and not leaving any area exposed. These guys are fighting a battle that they can't see and they haven't been trained for. It really hit home when I spent 3 days in a tree stand with a Army Ranger when we first got started. And he had explained to me 3 days into it, he said, things are different for me, Joe. Then he said, I know you have this ministry, he said, but they're just different for me. And I said, well, can I ask what about? And he said, yeah, I don't think I can be forgiven. And so after having a discussion with him about just clarifying the difference between combat and what goes on there and sin, I had said to him, I said, well, I guess there's no hope for me either then. And he said, well, he said, I thought you said you didn't see combat. I said, I didn't. I said, but the Bible says that if I have hatred in my heart for another person, I've committed murder in God's eyes. If I look at a woman with lust in my eyes, I've committed adultery. I said, that makes me an adulterous murderer. And, and went on to have a discussion with them.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a constant theme, that what they have faced over there, those of us who haven't seen the battlefield will never fully understand. And why do you think hunting is so therapeutic for servicemen and women?
Just being in God's creation, and not only the hunt, but seeing everything that's out there, you know, watching a fox and her pups play, you know, just the fresh air, the whole package that God's created.
It sure is. It's a distraction, a healthy distraction, I'm sure. How has this changed you, Joe, taking these men and women out on these hunts?
I thought that, you know, we were doing this for them, and it's personally changed me and my family, just seeing the love of Christ through all the people that have volunteered, and seeing the changes in these guys. We just recently had a guy that had gotten saved on a hunt and called me this spring and wanted to be baptized. And we actually baptized him at the club, and it just touched my heart. I'm just thankful that I'm able to serve in this capacity. Something that, I've been passionate about, Jesus yeah. Christ and the outdoors.
That's Joe Pianessa from Oakfield, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.